WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of calm, control, and courage. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-do lists? You know that feeling when your inbox is overflowing, your calendar is jam-packed, and you're staring at a mountain of tasks, wondering where to even begin. Well, friend, you're not alone. We all get overwhelmed sometimes. But guess what? Today we're tackling that beast head-on. We're diving into the art of prioritization, how to cut through the chaos and focus on what truly matters for maximum productivity. Because let's be real, life is too short to waste time on things that don't move the needle. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to unlock the secrets to prioritizing your tasks like a pro. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer the chaos. First off, let's ditch the idea of multitasking. Ever notice how trying to do too many things at once actually makes you less productive? It's like juggling chainsaws. It might look impressive for a hot minute, but chances are you're just going to end up with splinters and a whole lot of stress. Focus on one task at a time, give it your full attention, and bam. You'll get it done quicker and better than if you were splitting yourself in. Number 2. Embrace the power of saying no. This is a game changer, folks. It can be tough to turn down requests, but sometimes saying no to something that isn't aligned with your priorities is the best way to say yes to the things that truly matter. Think of it like this: you wouldn't fill your gas tank with water, would you? Treat your time and energy the same way. Now, let's talk about that mythical creature known as a to-do list. It can be a great tool, but only if you use it strategically. Don't just dump every single thing that pops into your head onto that list. Instead, break down large tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. This makes things less daunting and gives you a sense of accomplishment as you check off those mini wins. Speaking of wins, celebrate them. Don't underestimate the power of acknowledging your accomplishments, big or small. It boosts your motivation and keeps you feeling good about what you're doing. So take a moment to bask in that glow when you cross something off your list, even if it's just replying to an email. You deserve it. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. We all have days where we feel like we're barely keeping our heads above water. That's okay. It happens to the best of us. When you're feeling overwhelmed, step back, take a deep breath, and reassess your priorities. Sometimes, just knowing that it's okay to slow down can make all the difference. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're a freelance writer with a million deadlines looming. Your inbox is buzzing, notifications are popping up left and right, and your brain feels like it's about to explode. Sounds familiar, right? But what if, instead of panicking, you took a moment to prioritize? First, you tackle the most urgent task that pitched you first thing tomorrow morning. You focus all your energy on delivering your best work, knowing it'll set the tone for the rest of the day. Next, you schedule blocks of time for other projects, breaking them down into manageable chunks. You even squeeze in a quick walk outside to clear your head and recharge. By the end of the day, you feel accomplished, focused, and ready to tackle another challenge. See? Prioritization isn't just about getting things done. It's about creating space for yourself, reducing stress, and maximizing your productivity. Remember, you're in control of your time and energy. Use them wisely. Remember those 5 key takeaways? Let's recap. Ditch the multitasking myth, embrace the power of no, create strategic to-do lists, celebrate your wins, and be kind to yourself. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do differently this week to prioritize your tasks? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. And don't forget to subscribe to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic for more daily doses of calm, control, and courage. Until next time, keep striving for that peaceful yet productive life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.